This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Tim Ball, former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg and one of the leading scientific voices questioning what many political leaders, including President Obama, consider a consensus on the need to combat global climate change. The president, of course, today took part in a climate change summit as part of the opening of the General Assembly at the United Nations in New York. And Dr. Ball, it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Greg, and thanks for the opportunity again.
Absolutely. Well, let's start with a clip here from the president in a speech on Tuesday in which he basically says that the time for disputing whether this is the crisis that he thinks it is over.
Mr. Secretary, as we meet here today, the good news is that after too many years of inaction and denial, there's finally widespread recognition of the urgency of the challenge before us. We know what needs to be done. We know that our planet's future depends on a global commitment to permanently reduce greenhouse gas pollution.
And Dr. Ball, you contend basically that the consensus is a group of politicians who don't understand the science and they're getting their science from a select group of people.
Well, exactly. And of course, at the end of that little clip, he said the greenhouse gas pollution. Well, CO2 is not a pollutant. That's a complete false scientific comment right there that underscores what's wrong with the rest of his statement. And he, unfortunately, like so many of these leaders, they keep making these errors. And of course, it was reinforced by the bureaucrats when EPA declared CO2 a toxic substance. And the other thing is that's interesting about Obama's speech is that it was typical Obama. It was rhetoric, no substance, incorrect statements that anybody that knows anything can challenge immediately, such as I just did with that one there. And I find it interesting, for example, that Greenpeace have already come out and said it was very, very short on specifics. Well, I've heard that comment made about his health policies. But that's Obama. He's all rhetoric and based on incorrect information and no real solutions.
And Dr. Ball, another thing the president said is that this will affect all of us to a greater degree. But he says right now the poorest nations, and here's the clip of that, are the ones already suffering.
These nations do not have the same resources to combat climate change as countries like the United States or China do. But they have the most immediate stake in a solution. For these are the nations that are already living with the unfolding effects of a warming planet. Famine, drought, disappearing coastal villages, and the conflicts that arise from scarce resources.
How accurate is that? First of all, are those things happening?
It's completely inaccurate. I mean, first of all, I don't know which developing nation is fishing salmon. If you can consider Alaska and maybe with the former governor Palin up there, they might make that charge. But he keeps on talking about warming. Well, the world's cooled down since 2000. So how does he explain that? Now, and by the way, Greg, what this is part of the original objective of Kyoto, which was a redistribution of wealth. And the argument that the developing nations have to combat climate change and are going to suffer more from it is absolute rubbish. It's just a part of the excuse. And you saw Africa have come out pretty collectively as nations and said, you know, we want more money because of the damage you people have done. Well, you're playing into their hands with this kind of nonsense. So, no, it's the old Kyoto argument, redistribution of wealth, either through carbon credits or cap and trade. And of course, Obama's committed to that as well. So, no, even in that short clip, errors and a political agenda.
Dr. Ball, one of the reasons that the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called this meeting is because it appeared to him and many others that the buildup for this major climate summit scheduled for Copenhagen, Denmark later this year was kind of falling apart. What is the ultimate goal of the folks who are pushing this summit so actively?
Well, of course, Ban Ki-moon's comments contradict Obama's comment that the science is settled. The very fact that he's saying, look, we're losing momentum on this. Well, why are you losing momentum? Well, sorry, the falsity of it is being exposed more and more every day. And so his comment contradicts Obama's. But what is going on here, of course, is that they're holding this meeting precisely because they're losing momentum on it. Copenhagen is going to fail. They are not going to get a replacement for Kyoto. And it's not only about the economy stupid, it's about jobs and the economy stupid. And and of course China, although they'll say some of the right things, they're not committed to it at all. India is not committed. India, in fact, have said, look, we've got bigger problems. We have people starving to death. And it's interesting, as I said, that Ban Ki-moon's comments completely contradict what Obama said in his opening remarks.
Dr. Ball, you also mentioned a moment ago that the Earth has been cooling since at least 2000, and you and I were talking off air. There are reports being published right now about the huge ice melts going on in the polar areas, and you say that's not true?
No, it's not true. I mean, the Arctic ice, for example, has recovered earlier this year than it has in previous years, only by a week or two, but that's significant. And it didn't reach the low levels that they predicted for it. And so that's simply false. And the Antarctic ice warming, that was predicted by a computer model study done that was shown to be a completely unscientific study, it was done, the author was Stieg and a group. But also, the other thing that's going on is the studies that are coming out. For example, there's one by a Professor Kaufman, which is claiming to show another hockey stick pattern, and they keep using the hockey stick, even though it's completely discredited. And
Explain what that is.
A measure of the attempts to push the lie.
Briefly explain what the hockey stick is.
Well, the hockey stick was a study that was prominent in the 2001 IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that basically said that the medieval warm period, that is when it was warmer 1,000 years ago than today, didn't exist. We had 1,000 years of essentially no temperature change, and then a sudden dramatic upturn in the 20th century. Well, it turned out that was achieved by the tree ring data they selected and by how they grafted the modern data onto that tree ring data. And the fact that the five times the graph appeared in the 2001 report, it was relegated to Chapter 6 in the 2007 report and modified slightly, but is essentially rejected. So, but they keep trying to produce that method, and every time they do it, Steve McIntyre, who nailed the original hockey stick, simply calls them on it. But as I said, they have to keep doing it to try and convince people that the warming in the 20th century makes it warmer than ever before, that it's occurred more rapidly than ever before. And both of those things are absolutely wrong.
And Dr. Ball, another thing the president said today is that all of this reform can be done, this transition to clean, green technology can be done at the same time, raising the standard of living for those around the world in the industrialized countries and those even in the third world. What does the evidence show for those nations that have tried it?
Well, of course, cap and trade has failed. Alternative energies have failed. This is the problem I have with Obama. If he was genuinely bringing forward not only change but new and innovative ideas, I'd say fine. But everything he's proposing has been tried. Spain, for example, where they showed conclusively that more jobs were lost because of going to alternate fuels than were created. And then when you start to look at the alternate fuels, because there's so much push on them and government subsidies towards them, people are rushing to judgment. So one of the latest ones is algae as a fuel. Well, we've seen this so many times. Oh, here's the panacea. Well, when you produce algae, it gives off methane, which is a greenhouse gas. And when you burn the fuel from algae, it produces CO2 as well. But because it's the thing to do, and because there's a potential to make a little bit of money off of it, and because there's huge government subsidy potential, we just keep leaping to these solutions, and instead of dealing with the real issues and the real problems. And as long as this hysteria goes on, we're not going to deal with the issues properly.
Last question, Dr. Ball, and just real quickly, I know we've touched on this before, but one of the things you're concerned about is that all this money is being spent, all these speeches are being made essentially by people who really don't know what they're talking about. So for the average person trying to digest all this and obviously can't run their own climatological experiments, how do they process it?
Well, there's several things that they can do, but in fact, the statements that are being made are becoming so extreme and so illogical that, for example, when this cooling that we talked about just a couple of minutes ago, when they come out and say, well, that's due to the warming, that is so illogical that even people that don't understand the science are saying, hey, hold on a minute, right? And so as the extreme comments and extreme things, and of course, when they keep saying, well, here's another disaster and it doesn't occur, that is causing people to stop and think about what's actually being said. The other thing that I would, as a simple, very simple warning, is if you read any article, whether you read the science article or the new media report on it, the minute it says that this is from a computer model, you can guarantee it's wrong. So, and you'll see that about 90% of the articles and the information that's being put out there is being generated from computer models that simply don't work. So the minute the word model is presented, that's a guarantee that it's wrong scientific information.
Dr. Ball, a lot of conversation on this topic this week, and as we mentioned, later this year in Denmark, and maybe even a cap-and-trade debate in between, so we look forward to talking to you very soon. Thanks for your time, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you, Greg.
Dr. Tim Ball, former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.